Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 30th of September. Adoption is a process. A person will receive the fullness of the adoption on the day of resurrection if they have continued steadfastly and faithfully in the process of adoption. The process of our adoption as sons of men who were born as sons of God commences with our redemption from the curse of the law through Christ's offering on the cross. We know this because Paul explained that when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. After we have been reconciled to God, born from above, and baptized by the Father into Christ, we continue in the adoption by walking in the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. This is our ongoing fellowship in Christ's offering and sufferings as sons of Abraham and citizens of the New Jerusalem, the Bride City. In this fellowship, we are partakers of Christ's substance. Participation in this journey is only possible by the capacity of seven spirits, which we receive from the Holy Spirit after we have been made a temple of the Holy Spirit and are then baptized into the Holy Spirit. The consummation of the adoption is when we receive the full substance of our inheritance as sons of God. This substance is brought forth from Christ as a resurrection spiritual body. On the day of resurrection, we are redeemed to immortality and then to spirituality. That is, we receive from Christ our immortal, incorruptible body, which is made spiritual when it is clothed with our heavenly body, the substance of which is also from Christ. We will be like the Son of Man on the day of his resurrection when he was manifest as the first man made in the image and likeness of God. The references used in today's devotions are Colossians chapter 1 verse 23, Galatians chapter 4 verses 4 and 5, Romans chapter 3 verse 24, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 20 and 1 John chapter 3 verse 2. For further study, Romans chapter 8.